Hi everyone, it's good to be here again today to share this message of encouragement with you. It's been great these past couple of weeks. I've loved the past two Sundays listening to the teaching of from Charles Montgomery and then last week from Putty Putman. We are so blessed, aren't we, to be part of the Vineyard and have access to teachers and speakers of that calibre, knowledge and wisdom. And as long as we're meeting together in this online format, we plan to intersperse our own local speakers with some of the best teachers from around the Vineyard movement. So that's not the last that you'll be hearing from some visitors over the next few months. And both Charles and Putty reminded us over the past 2 weeks that God is still at work in these times. Charles spoke about this season of disruption to our way of life as something that we are and will continue to go through. God hasn't changed. He hasn't stepped aside and left us just to go on with it. He was, is, and always will be faithful, reliable, and present in our circumstances. And even if this pandemic had never happened, God would still be those things. But I guess we've reached a point in this journey through our lockdowns, if you like, that we now have reached a season where we have to make a choice. We're now in a position where we have to decide whether we're just going to hunker down, batten down the hatches and sit tight until it all goes away. Or we can do something else. In spite of our circumstances that we are in, we can still throw ourselves open to God's enduring faithfulness and believe that this could be the most fruitful and useful time of your life so far. We are going through this, right? We are going through this. So let's go through it with God, and let's go through it together. These are unprecedented times for all of us. There is no one currently alive that has lived through something quite like this. And don't the goalposts just keep moving? And the virus keeps changing. Life is uncertain. I heard something on the radio the other day to say that in the UK government, there's been 64 different laws have been processed relating to lockdown and to COVID-19. That's unprecedented to see a single issue being debated and laws being changed and updated and modified in such a regular basis. The goalposts are just constantly shifting and life is uncertain. But when you are tethered to the Lord, you have faith to know that God will bring order to the chaos. And that's what Putty told us last week, isn't it? So over the next few minutes, I would like us to consider how we, as a gathered people, as the church, as Falkirk Vineyard, can be faithful to God and to one another in the weeks and months ahead. Truly, we live in troubled and turbulent times. We've had our fair share of shake-ups over the past few weeks as things have changed and then changed again. And as we entered this new year of 2021, there was a realization that the danger and disruption of this pandemic is going to be with us for much longer than we anticipated or hoped for. Even with the hope of vaccines pointing towards a tangible endgame, the curveball of increased infections and sadly also an increase in deaths means the brakes on the train out of here have been applied. So where do we go? And what do we do from this point? Well, thankfully, when we are in need of wisdom, we can turn to God's word. So let's do that right now. Let's go to Psalm 46. And it says this from verse 1. God is our refuge and our strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city, It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. In the midst of what sometimes feels like absolute mayhem, the words of this psalm send a song into the hearts of those who choose to trust in the Lord. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. We will not fear. Why? Because God is our refuge. He is a tower of safety in the midst of danger. He is a shelter from the storms and whirlwinds of our existence. He is a covering over our vulnerabilities to the attacks of the enemy. We will not fear. Why? Because God is our strength. He is the mighty one of Israel. He is El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. He is a firm foundation that will not slip. The one who is strong in our weakness. And these promises that the psalmist gives us, these have been sealed through the covenant that we have with Christ Jesus. The Bible says this in 2 Corinthians 1, that all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. And through Christ, our amen, which means yes, ascends to God for his glory. If you are in Christ, then every promise that God has given you from Genesis to Revelation is yours. And as uncertain and as unpredictable as these times are that we live in, you do not have to fear. The prophet Isaiah puts it this way. He says, speaking for God, so this is God's words, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by my name, you are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. There is no need to fear because God is near. God is not at a distance. He is near. God is not far away. He is near. God doesn't retreat or move back from us when we fail. He is near. Isn't his name Emmanuel, God with us? His name is Jehovah Shammah, which means the Lord is there. He doesn't turn his face away. His eyes are on you. God doesn't want us moved by our circumstances. He wants us to be steadfast and immovable. You have a blessed hope of the coming of our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ. He has brought us the victory through the cross, and it is in that perspective that you can confidently declare, I will be steadfast and immovable. You can confidently declare that nothing can move you and nothing will move you from your position in Christ. Because of the cross, because of the work that Jesus has done, nothing will move you from your purpose on this earth and the prize that he has in store for you. If your life has been up and down, and I'm guessing pretty confidently that it probably has been in recent months, then be assured, be confident that God has not moved. Our God is faithful, he is unshakable. And God wants your life to be stable, secure, steadfast, and immovable. Throughout December and into the Christmas and New Year period, I have felt very unstable and have felt very insecure. I've been on a bit of an emotional roller coaster, and subsequently that's led me to be on a spiritual roller coaster as well, which I think is quite often the way, isn't it? We start to feel a bit emotional and a bit despondent, and then our our aspect of God starts to shake a wee bit. And I think for me, it's something that's been quietly building up throughout the year. These past few weeks, or certainly in December and the start of January, emotionally, I've just been all over the place. At home, I've been like painfully quiet, and to be honest, just feeling really, really sad. And you know, in fact, to such a point or such a degree, it's probably just as well that I'm not allowed to meet with people, because I'd probably be the worst company and the least fun person to be around when I'm like that. But I think as I've been reflecting, that the tipping point for me in this was my deep disappointment when Christmas was cancelled. Now, I know it wasn't really cancelled, but that's how it felt to me. All those plans of coming together with my family over those 5 days over Christmas, I was really looking forward to. It felt like it was going to be respite from lockdown. And then that was taken away. And I think that's when my dip really came. And from that point, I was just struggling to see any hope for 2021. In my mind, I was just going thinking things like, another year like last year is the last thing that I need. But thankfully, God has blessed me to be married to a much wiser and more godly person than myself. And much to my annoyance at times, Lorraine just kept speaking out truth and encouragement to me. And the reason it was annoying is because it was all stuff that I knew. Of course it was. And it was definitely all stuff that I believe. But most annoyingly, it was all stuff that I would say to you if you were in my position. But, you know, I'm through it. Or at least I'm coming through it. Because ultimately, I always come to this point, I come to a realization that I have a complete unwavering trust in God, that He is with me, He is for me, and He is faithful. I find peace and comfort in His presence, and I have found a renewed strength to continue and persevere with what God has called me to do in this new year. You know, I've come to realize over the past few days that my feelings, my disappointments and my circumstances are temporary, but my hope in God is eternal. There's two sections of two Psalms that have really encouraged me and brought me back to life this past week or so. And I just want to share them with you, because my sense is that what I've just shared here is maybe how some of you are feeling or have felt over these strangest of times. So Psalm 62, a few verses in here, it says this: "Let all that I am quietly wait before God, for my hope is in Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress from where I will not be shaken. My victory and honour come from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. My people, trust in Him at all times. Pour out your heart to Him, for God is our refuge." And in Psalm 16, it says, "I will bless the Lord who guides me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for He is right beside me. No wonder my heart is glad and I rejoice. My body rests in safety." God is with you. God is with you. And that means that you can persevere, because you are strong, because you have His strength to carry you through. And if it isn't enough that God is ever present with us and strengthens us and cheers us on and carries us through, if that isn't enough, He has also given us the church. Not only is God with us, we also have each other. So for us, for Falkirk Vineyard, our hope, our anticipation, our deep desire to be gathered together in one place to worship, pray and be together, that thing that we love doing has been pushed further and further out of reach. And that's the reality of our present circumstances, isn't it? And that means that we will be continuing to meet together virtually like this for the foreseeable future. But today, I want to encourage you to set yourself and to be prepared for a season of blessing, hope, and new life. Because God is carrying on. God is not stopping, and God's plans will not cease. So in your disappointment, if you feel disappointed, disillusioned, or despondent, I call you to praise God for his faithfulness. I call you to say, God, listen to my plea. Answer me, because you are faithful and righteous. And in your confusion, I implore you to be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic, for the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. And in your loneliness, I strongly advise you to not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another. You know, church online and meeting on Zoom is not ideal and it's not perfect. But this is where we're at. And for the past 9 months, this is how we've gathered. And for the next who knows how many months, this is how we will continue to gather. But that's not our choice. However, it is what we must do. And this is not what we had planned for, but this is how we must plan to be for the foreseeable future. And I thank God that this set of circumstances that we find ourselves in, this season that we're currently in, has happened in a time when we are technically able to meet like this and in real time on Zoom. Because over this season of non-contact, we are still gathering as church. We gather like this at church online. We gather at Zoom on a Sunday and at small group, and also at our prayer gathering. And our attendance at church online has been really encouraging. We know that most, if not all, of Falkirk Vineyard are here most Sundays, and the attendance is good and it's consistent. But often the Zoom call after church and small group and our prayer gathering are not so well attended. But I want to tell you today that all of these things are important. All of these things are important. And gathering live and in person, unfortunately, isn't going to happen anytime soon. And I want to urge you today and encourage you not to hold out waiting for the day that we come back. There is great fellowship, encouragement, prayer ministry, and love on Zoom after church, in small group, and at our prayer evenings. And if you're uncomfortable being on Zoom or seeing yourself on screen or have Zoom fatigue or whatever, then I would say to you, persevere. Give it a go. Come and have fellowship. Come and be encouraged. Come and be an encouragement. Come and get prayer. Come and pray for someone else. You know, in the same way that we would invite you to come for prayer and a live church service, this is the equivalent for these times. On Zoom, we can pray for you. We can move you from the main screen to a private setting with one other person, and they can pray with you and for you, just as you would in church on a Sunday. And Falkirk Vineyard, I want you to know that we do this for you. It is good. It is beneficial. And the link is available on screen right now. And if you're visiting us today, or you're not geographically local to us, this is also for you. One click of a button and you're in Falkirk. I mean, can life be any better than that? And we would love to see you and encourage you and to cheer you on. Gathering together as God's people is crucial. And I want to encourage you today that rather than finding reasons not to come together, why not find a reason to join in? Like it says in Hebrews 10, and I know I have quoted these verses time and time again over recent months, but let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. Let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another. Falkirk Vineyard and beyond, I love you. I want the best for you. My desire for you is for you to fulfill every plan and purpose that God has placed on your life. We are not designed to be in isolation. We are made for community. So come on. Come and be blessed. Come and be a blessing to others. I just want to pray over you just now. Why don't you just reach your hands forward just as a symbol as a gesture to show that you're willing to receive from God. And I pray, Father, would you, wherever we are right now, whatever home, whatever room we are sitting in, God, would you let your presence fall in each of these places. God, I thank you that you can be everywhere and anywhere at the same time. God, I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you, God, that as people, as individuals, but also as a church, you have brought us to this point by being with us, by being for us, and being faithful to us. So God, we want to express our thanks and our delight in you. And God, we do that by committing to persevere and to be faithful, Lord, in what you've called us to do. And God, I pray for a faithfulness and a commitment to gathering together, to motivate one another to acts of good love, and to not be neglectful of our meeting together, but to be an encouragement to one another. I pray, Lord, that you would raise the bar of importance and priority, Lord, for our gatherings. Lord, and let your people be blessed. And Lord, equip us, Lord, to do the things that you planned for us to do long ago. God, I love this church. Lord, I love this people. I thank you for the honor of leading, Lord, this amazing band, this amazing tribe. And Father, I just ask, Lord, that you would just pour out love and compassion and grace and mercy over your people. I pray, Lord, that you would continue to use all of us, Lord, to be there for each other, to encourage one another. God, we serve you. God, we are with you and we are for you and we love you because you first loved us. God, I bless this people. Lord, I just pray again a blessing over every household, every person watching. Lord, let your spirit fall on them right now and be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.